Hello, hello, hello. We have Eric Stafford here coming to you on Hawk Talk Radio. This episode, we have a special guest, Noah Gershman, a junior here that plays lacrosse, trying to receive his bachelor's degree in communications and journalism. What brought you here to Quincy University, Noah?
Yeah, so it was really lacrosse that brought me here. It was around my junior year. Coach Ruppel really started to recruit me. Senior year, we really locked things down. And it wasn't until, like, I guess the middle of my senior season where I was like, okay, I'll fully commit to QU. This is the place I want to go to. Because, I mean, I was still a high school athlete, Okay. Exploring my options, enjoying my recruiting process. But, yeah, lacrosse brought me here. I decided that a small school atmosphere might be the best thing for me, education-wise, keep me on track a bit. But, yeah, I've loved my time here so far.
I feel that. So getting recruited, was you heavily recruited or under-recruited? What you think, like, in high school, when did you start actually getting coaches to contact you and hitting your line?
So while I was in high school, a weird thing happened in lacrosse. So lacrosse recruiting started, it used to happen at a very young age. A lot of kids would talk to schools in, like, eighth grade, freshman year. Kids were committing around that time. And then I think it was, like, the middle of my freshman year, the NCAA came out and said, all right, you're not allowed to talk to athletes until September 1st of their junior year. So everything kind of slowed down my sophomore year, which was actually really relaxing. And then junior year when the ball got rolling again, there were a lot of schools that reached out to me. I'll be honest, my grades weren't the best in high school, so that was where I lost it with some coaches. But, you know, it is what it is. Everything worked out in the end because I'm happy here. But yeah, I don't like to think I was under-recruited. I don't know. I think that's a weird thing.
I feel that.
Like, if you're that good, a coach is going to reach out to you. Yeah. You can't.
So you think going to a big school would have con- – because you come from Vegas, so you're in one of the most lit major cities. You think if you just went to, like, a school like UNLV, you think that would have messed you up a little bit?
Growing up, I knew I didn't want to go UNLV. I knew I wanted to go away and, like, just live a different life, I guess, just see some different options. Growing up in Vegas was cool. You had to grow up a little calloused.
So, well, now, what's the definition of calloused? I haven't heard that word.
I guess you just grow up a little more, like, tough and mature, okay. I guess, in a way.
Yeah, because you got to grow up fast, I feel like, in Vegas, because so much is thrown at you at a young age.
So much is thrown at you. You get to literally see things that not many kids see at a certain age. So, I guess it just kind of speeds up that way. But, yeah, it's all right.
And I remember talking to you before, you said a coach from Vegas, coaches here also, that kind of brought you in?
Yeah, so Coach Ruppel is also Vegas born and raised. Before he came here, he was the interim head coach at Adams State, and then he coached some high school lacrosse in Texas after he got out of Vegas. But, yeah, I actually knew him when I was in middle school.
Okay.
Because he coached in the high school section of my club program, and then he moved out when I was, I think, a freshman.
Okay.
But then he had a few different jobs. He actually recruited me a bit when he was at Adams State. Just he had interest in me then, and then when he came to QU, we were able to lock some things down a bit better. Things worked out.
Now, being here in QU, how do you think what do you think you're developed the most playing ball and off the field, like? What do you think you've grown as a ball player, and what do you think you've grown as a man?
As a ball player, I'm older now. I'm in college. I've been able to get a little bigger, a little faster, a little stronger. My game has actually developed a lot. I'm just better at the little things, you know. Hone your craft. Got to get better every day. As a man, I came in freshman year just – a bad case. I was just that dumb Vegas kid who wanted to go crazy. But then I humbled myself a lot.
QU
humbled me. And then I'm just trying to be more mature and a better person for myself, for my teammates.
Do you think over the summer really helped a lot? Was that your first summer staying here in Quincy?
Yeah, so I stayed here this past summer and the winter break before that. Just worked a lot with QU. Helped with the maintenance department. It was a fun job. Met some cool people. Got to help better my school.
I feel that. Because I also stay here this summer also, and I feel like...
that's when we met.
I feel like, yeah, I'm glad I got to meet you. You know what I mean? You're a real nice guy. I feel like, you know what I mean? We built a relationship also, you know what I mean? I feel like we'll be long-term friends. I feel like this summer, though, has really helped, you know what I mean? I feel like a lot of people don't know because you're away from home. You get to be on your own for a minute. It really opens up your eyes a little bit. Just staying at a house, you know what I mean, with...
Yep.
It's not a dorm particularly, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're really taking care of yourself because there's no food on campus or anything. You got to really learn how to survive. You're paying bills a little bit now.
Yeah.
So you really got to, it's just a little eye-opener. You're not around people 24-7. Mm-hmm. It's not 1,000 kids on campus anymore. Like, you're really by yourself. You get to see what it's like being alone for a minute. I feel like being alone really helps you along the way because some people don't know how to just sit down and, you know what I mean, be able to take a breather and take a step back. You know, some people actually rely on other people all the time to be around them. I feel like this summer was a big eye-opener to me, myself, because it just taught me how to grow up some, just, like, I want to say work-wise and everything. I feel like it taught me if I need to go across the country and do some stuff on my own, I can do it. I don't need to rely on anybody else. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was one of the biggest impacts.
I feel that. This summer, I felt like I grew the most just as myself because every day it was wake up, get to work at 7:30 in the morning, work all day, get in the gym right after work, go to bed, repeat 5 days a week. So it was like with that. And then like you said, being in a house, having to pay your own bills, having to cook for yourself, doing all that. Just, I mean, exactly like you said, it showed me that like I can do this on my own.
Yeah. And it's even harder for you because I'm only 2 hours away from the crib. You, a couple day trips driving from back to the crib.
Yeah, so I actually haven't been in Vegas since I left for my sophomore year.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I've been here for about a year and a half now.
Dang.
Yep.
So are you going to get to go home for Thanksgiving at all? Or what?
I'm actually going to go spend Thanksgiving with my family in Chicago.
Okay.
That's one thing that actually coming to Quincy, I mean, just coming out this far made it easy. I knew, like, if I need anything. I got some aunts and uncles out there.
Okay.
No, they're not too far away.
So if your mommy asks, are you close with your family? Because I know you don't go to Vegas a lot.
Yeah, I'm pretty close to my family.
Okay.
I mean, both my sisters are also in college now, and they're figuring out their lives too. So
I feel that also.
We haven't really caught up since then. But
so it's three of you all?
Yeah, there's me and two sisters.
Okay, where do they go to school?
They're both currently students at the University of Nevada, Reno.
Okay, Nevada, Reno, that's what's up.
Yeah, the Wolfpack. I mean, I know you watch college basketball.
Yeah.
They're in March Madness about every other year, roughly.
They had a lot of good killers out there. One dude, light-skinned cat. I can't remember his name, but I think he was a lefty. I think he just entered the draft last year. I don't think he got drafted, but he went to the G League. Really good guy. And we had another guy from St. Louis named Mikey Lewis. He had transferred out there, but he was ineligible, like, because when you transfer too much or whatever from D1 to D1, they don't let you always give permission to play.
Usually got to wait a year.
Yeah, so he had to go overseas because it was like his last year of eligibility, so they didn't accept it for him. But it's just been rough.
Yeah, if I didn't go to QU and play lacrosse, actually, let's just say this. If I didn't play college lacrosse at all and I still wanted to do college, I'd probably go to Reno just because, I mean, in-state tuition, it's cheap.
Yeah.
It's not going to UNLV. It's actually still at least going away a bit and doing something a bit different. But if I went to a big school like that, like, I knew I would have just partied and flunked out.
I
like QU because, I mean, lacrosse and the small school just kind of keeps me grounded.
Yeah, they would have been on something every day because, you know, us, we do our little weekend functions and we go right back to normal on Monday.
Yep.
You feel me?
But at schools like that, the weekend don't stop.
Yeah, weekend do not stop. That's one thing for sure. Well, I'm going to say, being here, have you met some really good friends and stuff along the way, like playing lacrosse and stuff? Like,
yeah, absolutely. I love my teammates, and I love all my friends I made off the field. I really like the close-knit, small community that QU has to offer.
I feel that.
I think the school is actually a really special place.
Yeah.
Despite what most people say. I mean, we're all Hawks. We're all going through this together, and we're making connections that we won't make other places.
Yeah, that's
And, like, I got to meet you.
Yeah,
like
for real.
Came in this summer and things are working out. So
yeah, that's one thing I gotta say for sure. With I want to say Quincy. I feel like they do a good job of keeping us all together. Like, I feel like everybody's on one page. Everybody supports each other.
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing I really like. I went to JUCO before this, and it was just kind of the same way. It was a little bit smaller. Mm-hmm. That's I like QU because it's like you say, it's not too big, it's not too small. Like, for me, it's an upgrade from JUCO because my JUCO, we only had two sports. It was only basketball and volleyball. So for us to have over, like, 15 sports, it's major, you know what I mean, for women. And for women and men's sports, it's crazy to me, especially, like, the stuff they try to add in. So it's amazing. How are you all going to be looking this year in lacrosse?
I think the team's looking really nice right now. I know our past record doesn't reflect great things, but my freshman year was the inaugural season of the program, and Coach brought in all freshmen, and he told us day one, he's like, guys, this is going to be tough. I'm not bringing in a bunch of transfers, a bunch of grad students, hoping to just score some goals for us and win some games. Like, he wanted us to really build a foundation for this team, for the school, for the culture, and we knew it, and we took that with pride. And those first two our freshman year was the COVID year where everything got shut down, so that was kind of heartbreaking for us. And then last year, due to COVID, we were in conference only, and like most sports, the GOVC is the toughest conference in America for D2, and there's 8 teams in our conference, and 4 of them sat comfortably in the top 20 all year, so we're in a tough conference, and, you know, playing them wasn't fun, but it was a learning experience. And Coach brought in a great freshman class who showed up with fire and with pride. They saw our record, and they're like, no, like, we want to be Hawks too. We want to join what you guys have to offer, and we want to help you guys get your first win. And it's just been really fun all around. We had a great fall ball. We're actually wrapping up this week. We're having our big box tournament right now. Okay. So things are looking good for us.
That's one thing I remember talking to you about, the freshmen. Them freshmen, even with, like, I feel like with all sports, them freshmen make you go a little bit harder for us older ones.
Yeah.
Because they be just hungry. They be hungry. You know what I mean? They young. They, like, they out there for, but you know what I mean? They don't know. They don't care, like, about us being older. They want what we got.
So. Yeah, they want to play too. They don't want to show up and ride the bench. They want to play over us. So, it's forced us upperclassmen to work a little harder because we finally have guys coming after our spots now, and the team's really starting to come together, and the bench is starting to get a little deep, and nobody wants to be at the end of the bench. Yeah. So everybody's really pushing themselves this fall, and things are looking good.
I feel that. And in lacrosse, how many subs do you all get?
So you can have unlimited subs, and you can sub on the fly. You don't have to call a timeout or anything to sub. You can just sub in and out of the box whenever you want. Think about, like, hockey. It doesn't matter. You can just sub and go. So
is lacrosse compared more to hockey?
Yeah. Think about if hockey and soccer had a baby. That's the best way I could describe lacrosse. But offense is actually a cool way of looking at it because most offensive sets and plays and stuff, like, you play basketball, you get it. Just add a 6 guy.
Okay.
Point the same arrows. And that's how it usually goes.
Now, I remember they said you all added – did something get added to the girls' rules or something this year?
Yeah, so this year girls' lacrosse is, instead of doing halves, they're moving into quarters like us.
Okay. Were they mad or happy about this?
I think they're happy. I assume they'd be happy. I mean, instead of a 30-minute half, you're getting a 15-minute quarter, get a little break, get back after it. So, I mean, game time's still the same. I don't know why they'd have a problem with it.
Because I thought I saw an article or something about some females were mad about it. I don't know.
I mean, everyone's going to write a negative article.
Yeah, I feel that. So we ain't going to go off the articles. Well,
we just play the game, you know?
I feel that. I'm so happy to have you here, Noah. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
For joining us today on Hawk Talk. We out.